Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on this Friday. It's a beautiful afternoon. I mean, all that rainy weather we've had the last couple of days has gone by the wayside. There is not a cloud in the sky where we're sitting looking out over the golf course here at the Right Side Studios. Man, that's goodness. Hey, listen, I am pleased to say that yesterday we were not able to get John Wall on the phone. He had a traveling jam up that put him in a place where he couldn't get access to a good signal. And so we talked yesterday afternoon. He said, man, let me back on. So, yes, today, Chairman John Wall of the Alabama Republican Party is on the phone right now. Chairman Wall, how are you doing?
I am doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Well, thank you for making time, and I'm sorry it didn't work out yesterday, but I'm glad your travels went well. I know you were headed to a speaking engagement, too. I hope you made it on time.
Yes, I actually did make it on time by the skin of my teeth. But, you know, look, when you're in leadership, it's fashionable to be just a few minutes late.
Oh, okay.
At least that's what I tell myself.
That's right. Just keep telling yourself that, and it'll all be okay. Hey, listen, I wanted to get you on because of your position as the chairman of the state party, one of 50 people like you in the nation. And we've got a thing right now where the Alabama Republicans, the Alabama Secretary of State, who's a Republican, Wes Allen, was on the show the other day talking about the fact that state law, and he's got the law, state law says you have to get me your certified candidates by August 15th. And yet the Democrats don't even start their convention until the 19th. So your thoughts on this, where are we headed? Are they going to get them on the ballot?
Yeah, well, first thing, I want to make sure everyone realizes what's really going on here. I was doing an interview with National ABC News on this yesterday, or day before yesterday. And I was talking to them, and they just could not get it through their heads. We are not talking about the Republican Party or Republican legislature or a Republican Secretary of State who is trying to keep Joe Biden off the ballot. We are talking about the fact that the Biden campaign and the DNC are going to miss the deadline. This is on them. And this is not a new rule. In fact, this law was originates back, I think it's 1975, and passed under a Democrat legislature and a Democrat governor. So let's be clear. This is not even Republicans going after Joe Biden here. This is the fact that Joe Biden and his campaign have made a terrible political error. And it comes down to one of two things. One, they're so inept, they cannot even run their campaign and understand basic election laws and timeframes. Or two, they don't care about the voters of Alabama. It's got to come down to one of those two.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, if you're not on the ballot, nothing else matters. ballot access is sort of one of the keys. And so I would think they would look around and go, okay, what are the dates, fellas? Everybody got a plan. We know the dates. And here's the other thing, too, John. The reality is there were some gaffes in scheduling like this just in recent history in 2020. And yet, despite having seen these issues in 2020, they made the same mistake again in 2024.
No, that's exactly right. And look, we were front row on that at the state party. I was not chairman at the time, but 4 years ago, the Republican convention was just out of that window as well. And it was actually the state parties and RNC legal counsels caught that very early in the process. Immediately when they were scheduling the convention, and they had actually worked out a solution before the convention was finalized. Even though the solution came later through legislation, they knew there was a problem, and they found a workaround. And I think that's what you have to look at here is literally the Biden administration didn't even find this. The Secretary of State of Alabama actually did them a favor by alerting them ahead of time.
Yeah. Yes.
He gave him, it's crazy.
He gave him 5 months advance warning.
That's right. That's right. I think this is a scenario where the Democrat members of the House and Alabama House and Senate are going to have to get a bill together, and they're going to need to come hat in hand to, you know, the Republican colleagues and try to convince them that they need to pass something to extend this deadline.
Yeah, I mean, you've got other states right now that have been just, you know, out of whole cloth, been carving up their own state laws to just find ways to get Trump off the ballot, whereas we've got a Secretary of State who's being blamed by the liberals for, you know, trying to somehow steal the election, when the reality is what he did was give him advance warning. And, oh, by the way, he did so while the legislature's still in session so they can get it done if they have to.
where they actually have time to find a remedy. No, this the way the media is twisting this is really unfortunate, because the bottom line, this is just the fact of campaigns. Every single presidential campaign has advice. They know, whether that's the delegate process, whether that's the convention process, whether that's candidate certification, these are not new things. Every campaign has to work with these. Everyone has to deal with them. And I think we have to ask a big question here. And that's if the Biden campaign and the DNC, the Democrat Party, if they cannot run a very simple presidential campaign, how can we expect them to actually be able to run our country? And perhaps that is why our southern border is in shambles. Yeah. Our economy is going down the drain, and our foreign policy is the laughingstock of the free world.
Yeah, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, I look at it and think it's amazing that you want a repeat performance. You want a redo, and yet in your own campaign, you're right. In your own campaign, you can't meet the most common of guidelines, the deadlines, the milestones. And John, you and I both know, and you see it from your party leadership position, and I've seen it just from running for office myself, is that it's the little stuff like this that will unhinge a campaign, because it means you paid attention to the details or you didn't. Like, did you get your campaign finances filed on time? Did you do them in the right order? Did you list things correctly? Did you talk about how your expenditures are broken down? And for that matter, did you do all your filings to include your certifications on time? And if you can't do those things, you shouldn't be in office.
That's exactly right. And you know, the most disappointing thing of it all to me is when you make a mistake, because mistakes happen, you find out a lot about someone's character and a lot about their leadership by how they handle it.
Yeah.
And what the Biden campaign has done, instead of saying, oh my goodness, we made a mistake, could you help us fix it, is they look for someone else to blame, and they're trying to blame Alabama Secretary of State. And that shifting blame and trying to act like they don't have any responsibility, that is bad leadership, period.
Yeah, it really is. And let me ask you, you and I were talking off air just briefly before we came on. Did you tell me that there was a new letter, a response from the Biden legal counsel?
So there was. So Biden's legal counsel sent a letter to the Secretary of State on this issue. And obviously, the letter did not understand how certification process, still, they don't understand how this works under Alabama law. They're somehow under the assumption that some kind of pre-certification work, because that came into play 4 years ago with the Republican Party.
Oh, did we lose him?
The law, there's a week time frame for a campaign, for a state party to amend the filing. And that was not even addressed in the letter. They clearly do not understand how Alabama law works, or have done the research to actually know what they need to ask for.
You know what? Most states, you would be able to default to calling your state party heads and asking them to run this to ground for you and tell you what to do. But they don't really have that luxury in Alabama, because the state party for the Democrats is pretty much in shambles on a daily basis.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make an offer right now on air. If Joe Biden wants to call me, I will inform him of Alabama election law on this and how he can fix this problem. And then I will share him on how he can fix a lot of other problems in America, starting with the southern border.
I'm going to suggest you could probably have to write it in crayon on big paper. Hey, before you go, let me ask you this. It's a slight change of subject here, but I had to ask. There was a lot of talk about how President Biden was raising just a ton of money, I think $24 million up in D.C. when he had Clinton and Obama come and join him up in New York. I mean, and yet we just had apparently roughly a $45 to $50 million fundraiser for Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And then the RNC's fundraising is way up, too, I understand, under the new leadership.
No, that's correct. And look, we all know how important, unfortunately, how important money is to the election process. We don't have an educated electorate across the board. And so in order to get to them, it takes money. And that is so important. And I think what you're seeing here is, yes, Trump kind of said, look, anything you can do, I can do better. Straight up to the Biden administration, Biden campaign. And then on the Republican side, like, this was coming. The shift at the top for the party is exactly what was needed. Breath of fresh air. Watley and Laura Trump are doing a tremendous job. They're working hard. The fundraising coming in. It's because people are seeing that change, and they're seeing a more aggressive RNC that cares and that's really supporting the grassroots and getting involved and making a difference.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and I hope so. I do know there is still a fundraising deficit. I think last time I saw the war chest, Biden had $192 million to Trump's roughly 90-something million dollars, so almost $100 million more in the bank, if I recall.
Well, that's true, but you got to remember that Biden did not have a primary, and that he also doesn't have a bunch of legal bills, as the Democrats try to just constantly bite at the heel of Donald Trump and tie him up. So he can't get out there and campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, listen, there's so much more we could talk about, but right now I just want you to know I appreciate your time and thank you. And so when Joe Biden calls you, by the way, and asks for your help later on, please make sure you let us know. And if you can record the conversation, that'd be awesome.
I'll do that. I'll come on the show and give you a report on the checklist of how to make America better.
Okay. All right. Chairman John Wall, Alabama Republican Party, thanks for your time, man. Have a great weekend.
Good to be on the show.
All right. Take care. By the way, Chairman Wall has one of the coolest jobs. Have I told you before about his job?
No.
He's a butterfly farmer.
Really?
You're giving me a blank stare right now. It's true. He really is. He's a butterfly farmer. Like his biggest clients are places like Callaway Gardens and, Disney and others and like major zoos that have butterfly houses. He's a butterfly farmer. Right here in Alabama.
I used to make jokes about that. Like, if my kid grows up and wants to be a butterfly collector, whatever, you know, that's fine. I'll support it.
He's a butterfly farmer. I mean, like, he's a rancher. He's herding that is butterflies. Cool. But it is very cool. It's very cool. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I got some text messages to catch up on, so y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.